Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Mina Falcha, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fur and manal, kia ora tena koutou te whanganui a tara. Welcome one and all to another fantastic edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. And it's Anthony Gaffney here. Lovely to be back on the airwaves for you today and to bring you this wonderful show. We also have the amazing Raymond in the Nerve Centre producing the show today. So sit back for the next few while and we hope you enjoy the show. So I guess we're just kind of getting back into things now, heading into winter. I myself am probably still in first gear after being away in holiday or on holiday in the South Island. So managed to tick off a fantastic bucket list adventure of roaming around the majority of the South Island in a camper van, you know, heading from Christchurch all the way to the West Coast, down past Fox Glacier and the Haast Highway, Wanaka, Queenstown, Tiano, Milford Sounds, all the big kind of areas that you want to kind of go and see when you're down there. And it's absolutely stunning. So if you haven't done it yourself, I recommend it, you give it a go. I guess one thing or one place that really kind of took our interest is a little place on the West Coast. When you head down the West Coast past Hokitika, it's a little town called Ross. Probably kind of 300 people in this town, old kind of gold mining town from the 1860s, you know, that was established during the gold rush. You know, I think at the time when they discovered gold and everyone headed there, there was about 2,500 people, but it certainly kind of declined ever since those gold fields were depleted. All Bay, I think in 1909, they were lucky enough, two guys stumbling around, found a 3.1 kilogram nugget of gold, which was amazing. I think that's New Zealand's largest single gold nugget discovery. They call it the Honourable Roddy Nugget. After I think he was the Minister of Mines at the time, Roderick Mackenzie. But you know, as impressive as that is, it wasn't even the world's largest gold nugget, which was found by two lads in Mollyogul in Victoria, Australia in 1869, John Deason and Richard Oates, who discovered a massive 71 kilogram nugget, which I'd love to claim is my fighting weight, which is probably it's a barefaced lie. That's probably half of my weight. But if you do go through Ross, it's a small town. What I recommend is that you look for a place called the Empire Hotel. Now, the minute you walk into this place, you will honestly feel like you're back in Ireland in some smoky, cold, dark pub. You know, you open the door, it's always packed. The heads turn like when you walk in, so you definitely know you're not a local. But it's, you know, open fire, dark, moody, things all over the wall, full of memorabilia, lots of kind of Irish memorabilia, kind of cool signposts, and you know, just really wonderful people, and I honestly felt like I was back at home there for a while. And I'm maybe going to realize that we're losing some of these places to, you know, modern development, but that's just the way of the world. And it did remind me of a song from a guy called Ulton Condon, Irish singer songwriter from Galway, born in 1980. He's probably had three or four albums over the past 10 years, you know, mixes his time up between LA and Galway. And he's got a very unique style. And this kind of tune that I want to play for you, it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek, but it kind of echoes that sentiment around, you know, losing some of the old places where you'd hear this kind of music. So sit back and have a listen to Ulton Conlon, The Old Songs.
Thank you. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna sing along?
That's Big Mike in the corner, after 12 pints of stout, with a falsetto tone built like a brick shit house. Yet I fall to my knees when he sings Raglan Road, and my heart is transposed from its breaking. We sing Ave Maria, you are my sunshine. The mountains are more to the Wichita line man. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Tess, please enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. There's a bun in her hair in a room plied with drink. Yet she takes me away as she sings it with joy, and my mind is transposed from its aching.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps?
And who's gonna la-dee-da?
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes
when all the old timers are gone? Then there's Billy from Dublin, he'll take over the night with a pint in one hand and the other the mic. Yet I stomp up my feet when he sings Dirty Old Town, and my black dog makes his way back home. We sing the Wild Rover, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. To know him is to love him, all I have to do is dream. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. There's that gang up the front, they've had more than a few. They scream and they squabble about nothing new. Yet they fill up the space, it sure is a rare place. Sing along in the starlight tonight.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps?
And who's gonna la-dee-da?
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes
when all the old timers are gone? We sing Waltzing Matilda, then the N17. Can't help falling in love somewhere under the sea. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Born on the bayou, here comes the sun. The Tennessee waltz, girls just wanna have fun. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes
when all the old timers are gone? And who's gonna sing along?
So as we finished off our epic adventure around the South Island, and I think it's about 2,200 Ks we covered in 10 days and ended up in Christchurch, we were wandering around the town and in out of various spots. And we happened to be in the big central library down there. Turanga, I think, is the name of the facility. On the way out, I happened to glimpse the magazine stand and something caught my eye. It's called Irish Roots Magazine. And having to flick through it, it's quite a useful little guide. Or if you're looking to maybe kind of trace your Irish ancestry or find out a little bit more about you know, practical or informative articles about your heritage. And it's written by all sorts of leading kind of authors or genealogists. It's published quarterly, very easy to get. Get it through irishrootsmedia.com. You don't have to subscribe, just kind of get onto the internet and you'll be able to download either digital copies or they can send you some hard copies. And from their website, this little extract says, Irish Roots magazine is an imperative publication for everyone endeavouring to trace and embrace their Irish ancestry and heritage. We're delighted to continue to strive to assist thousands of our global readers to rediscover their Irish family history. So, yeah, if that's going to pique your interest, get online and give it a download. So on to our next act or our next band that I want to play for you. These guys, they hail from Dublin, Derry and Glasgow, respectively. It's Kevin Meehan on the Tin Whistle, who I think I've played before, Jack Warnock, bit of guitar and vocals, and Eamon Nugent on the Bowron. They make up a band called Troda. So they're kind of a nice mix of, you know, Irish and Scottish music scenes, you know, mix of traditional and newly composed tunes, along with some kind of contemporary arrangements in both English and Irish. And each member of the band, you know, they're probably quite successful in their own rights. So and when they come together, they're quite formidable. So here we have Troda, Bona Leherkar.
Bone, bone, the la harka, bone, bone, she and John the fair eye.
Next up is another favourite of mine, which I think I've played before. It's the original three piece was brothers Charles and Andrew Hendy with their friend Sean McKenna, who started as a three piece Irish ballad band who said travel the length and breadth of the country singing and, you know, collecting songs. I think the song that I played was Cod Liver Oil and the Olive Juice, which was pretty, or Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice even, which was kind of a slightly satirical kind of folk song, but really great nonetheless. Now, these guys formed before COVID, but then during lockdown started doing a whole load of kind of raucous live streams, which kind of gained notoriety and popularity. And then when he came out of the COVID-19 restrictions, kind of increased the size of their band. Effectively had Roisin Barrett on bass, Brian McInerney on drums, Seamus Hyland on the accordion, and Fintan O'Connor on the tin whistle. So when they were able to travel around, started playing gigs, playing to kind of pretty decent size, you know, 1,500 people a night, and then I think finished a tour in Ireland and Dublin, went to the UK, played up and down the country, and then ended up with a massive sold-out gig at the Powerhouse in Camden. Now, this is their new single. This is the Mary Wallopers and The Holy Ground. So I'm sure a few of you out there have heard of a group called the Tara Trust. They basically exist to support the Irish community through its, you know, support of Irish arts and culture and basically the welfare of the Irish diaspora here in New Zealand. It was created in 2020 as part of a way to, so recreated in 2020, in fact, because it used to be the ICONZ Trust. So the Tara Trust come back together again, supporting the Irish diaspora kind of during the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, they've supported in the past 12 months, they've supported a number of Irish citizens and who needed welfare support as well as being involved in a number of kind of publications and a number of kind of cultural projects. So one of the things they've done recently, I think kind of mainly down in Queenstown, is get a whole group of people together to celebrate Gaelic sports, the Gaelic Athletic Association, and they managed to get a group photo, which is fantastic. If you go to their website, which I'll kind of give you a link to a little bit later, and each county is represented in this photograph. I think it kind of looks like, or they, I think it's claimed that it's one of the first times that they've had this kind of photo taken with everyone from each county represented wearing their own unique individual shirts. So they've developed their own shirt, which you can buy online, and funds or proceeds or part of the proceeds will go towards the Tower Trust. I think I bought my one today. It's about $95, 10 bucks, I think, and it goes directly to the Tower Trust, which is essentially supporting the Irish community. One of the fantastic organisations that they're supporting next month is KBRT. That's the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. Now, this is an organisation that essentially tries to alleviate any kind of financial hardship for bereaved families when they're trying to repatriate, unfortunately, the bodies of any loved ones who've died abroad in kind of sudden or tragic circumstances when you're trying to get them back to Ireland. As you can imagine, it's an incredibly difficult, incredibly expensive kind of process. So the fact that they're there to help support you, and I think they've kind of helped well over 100 families over the past couple of years. And Kevin Bell himself was unfortunately a man from Newry who, I think in 2013 in New York, was out with the friends, heading back home, stepped outside of a taxi and unfortunately got taken out by a van. This is where the whole trust's foundation kind of comes from. So a massively fantastic cause. So for next to nothing, like $100, at least you know you're getting a fantastic bit of kit that you can wear, and also your money is going to be well spent. So if you can, get on to IrelandFull32.com. So that's the IrelandFull, the numbers 32.com. Okay, yeah, a couple of kind of events coming up in the future. Ciol an Éas Irish Music Festival is happening in June. I think it's the King's Birthday weekend in Nelson, over the 2nd of June to the 5th of June. Get on to their website now to get any tickets if you're looking to get involved in their workshops. I think a lot of it is kind of you walk in, walk out, free to go. Well worth it, well organised. It gets you a whole lot of different Irish musicians, songwriters, Irish dancers, that kind of thing. Another good event to keep your eye out for is the Wellington and Hutt Valley Gaelic Football Hurling Association is looking for you to join them in their official Darkness into Light Wellington Walk to help raise awareness and much needed funds for suicide and self-harm prevention. So Saturday the 6th of May, the walk will begin at the Circa Plaza on Cable Street, Tiaro, at 6:15 a.m. You can register for the walk at www.darknessintolight.ie/signup. And if you have any questions, email wellington@darknessintolight.ie or message their Facebook page. Other things kind of coming up over the weekend and things to look out for. A bit of sport there. Obviously, Leinster playing Toulouse in the Heineken Cup semi-final. So we hope they do well. They're playing in Dublin. I think by the time this kind of goes out, we'll know one way or the other. But if they make it into the final, they might be up against Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle. Speaking of things that you probably need to be aware of when this show goes out, if you're looking to be on the Embassy of Ireland Youth Council 2023, that Sunday coming up is the last day for applications. If you're between 16 and 21, don't have to be Irish, just have to be keen and interested in supporting kind of Irish culture. The Youth Council effectively organises events, you receive mentoring, meet VIPs, meet up with fellow Youth Council members, and generally kind of help yourself to kind of increase your network for that particular kind of thing. So you just need to send them a video, a poem, or an essay, or a drawing, and recommend you probably send it via email to youthcouncilnewzealand@dfa.ie. So now keep an eye out on the various web pages and the online content of all the kind of groups that are associated with the station, in particular the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. As always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself, Raymond, and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Slán leat agus gur maith, má te wá. We'll play this one in memory of Siobhan, unfortunately taken too soon from us 7 years ago. So this is Christy Moore with Missing You.
Oh, I'm missing you. I'd give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly neon, I took you for. In 1986, there's not much for a chippy or swinging a pick. And you can't live on love and on love alone. So you sail across the ocean, away across the foam, to where you're a Paddy, you're a Biddy, you're a Mick. Good for nothing but stacking a brick. And your best mate's a spade and he carries a heart. Two workhorses heavily shod. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? I'm fond of a drink, helps me laugh, helps me cry. Now I just drink red biddy for the permanent high. And I'll laugh a lot less, and I'll cry till I die. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. All you young people now take my advice. Before crossing the ocean you'd better think twice. Cause you can't live without love alone. And the proof's around London in the nobody zone. Oh, well, the summer is fine but the winter's a fret. Wrapped up in old cardboard in the Charing Cross Bridge. And I never go home now because of the shame of a misfit's reflection in a shop window pane. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you. Under Piccadilly's neon. Missing you, I give all for the price of the flights. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.